This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to Money Control's Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. This is Sheetal. Let's get you started off with some trading ideas from our experts at Axis Securities. This is what they have to recommend.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Mahindra & Mahindra Financial Services Limited is a buy. Last traded price would be 321.10 rupees. Target between 333 rupees and 340 rupees. Stop loss at 298 rupees, and upside here could be 5 to 8%. IDFC First Bank Limited is a buy. LTP is 45.60 rupees. Target would be 48 to 50 rupees. Stop loss at 42 rupees, and upside here could be between 8 to 12%. Then you have Hero Motor Corp Limited, which is a buy. LTP 2669. Target between 2770 and 2810 rupees. Stop loss 2545 rupees. Upside 5 to 6%. Let's move on and look at what happened in the local equity markets last week. While overall the domestic markets did end up in the red for the week that ended 16th August, but the bulls managed to push the benchmark indices above its crucial resistance levels on Friday. The S&P BSE Sensex closed above 37,000, whereas Nifty also broke above the 11,000 level. Now, the Nifty 50 really bounced back after hitting a low of 10,901 in the week that went by. Muted corporate results, no big bank steps or stimulus announced by the government, which most investors were hoping for. This is really what led to a fresh round of selling. On the global front as well, escalating trade war concerns between the US and China and inverted US yield curve, these are the factors that weighed on the market sentiment. Now, for the week, the S&P BSE Sensex fell 0.61%. And the Nifty was down by 0.56%. But the big carnage was really seen in the broader market space. So the S&P BSE Small Cap Index was down 0.91%. And the S&P BSE Mid Cap Index fell 1.32% for the week that ended 16th August. Now, in the Small Cap Index, as many as 48 stocks fell 10 to 30% for the week that ended August 16th. And these would include names like Aarti Industries, Surya Roshni, Orient Paper, JBF Industries, Cox & Kings, Coffee Day Enterprises, Inox Wind, GIC Housing, Shilpa Medicare and Saregama India. And these were some of them. The rupee did recover from early lows to close higher by 13 paise at 71.14 rupees against the US dollar on the 16th of August. And this was in line with firm local equities, defying gains in the greenback overseas and foreign capital outflows. Now, on the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for the tune of 1,339 crore rupees, whereas DIIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for about 1,058 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Now for the technical view, the Nifty formed a bullish candle, which resembled a hammer-like pattern on the weekly scale. Now, the hammer is a bullish reversal pattern that's formed after a decline typically. Now, this pattern suggests that buying is visible at lower levels, while at the same time, follow-up is missing at the upper band of the falling channel, which really means that the index may consolidate with near-term support at the 10,900 level, according to experts. Now, as long as the index sustains above the said low, a breakout above the 28-day-old descending channel could be expected, which was in progress from July highs of 11,981 levels, according to experts. So the three levels to watch out for would be 10,924, 11,068 and 11,170. Maximum call open interest 11,000 followed by 11,500. Maximum put open interest 11,000 and 10,700. On the morning walk down the Lal Street, next we take a look at the stocks in the news. The Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, registered a fresh case in loan fraud worth about 350 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir Bank on the 16th of August and conducted searches at different places in Bengaluru. Sun Pharma, India's largest drug maker, said on the 16th that it had granted an exclusive license to a subsidiary of China Medical System Holdings, that's CMS, to develop and commercialize 7 generic products in mainland China. Then you had more on the pharma front. Drug firm Lupin on the 16th said that it received approval from the US health regulator for generic hydrocortisone valerate cream that's used for relief from inflammation and itching due to various skin conditions. And those were the stocks that made the headlines. Thank you for joining us on Money Control's Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. Have a great day.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.